Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
And it may be a miracle that we're doing a show about the goodness of teenagers. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast every Thursday at 11 a.m. It is rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening, you're welcome to call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment, the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. Reach them at npeer.com. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Hello, Wayne, and welcome back to my show.
Good morning, Bruce.
Oh, I can't hear you very well, but now I do.
Good morning, Bruce.
Our subject is teenagers, and you're just coming out of that phase with your two. So what wisdom can you offer this dad who's right in the middle of it, and for that matter, our listeners?
Well, at the tough times, I usually just try to remember that they were once beautiful little kids. So thinking positively. So teenagers, you know, there's a lot to talk about in there. The kids are going through tremendous changes. But I think from our perspective, from dad's perspective, I think the best thing that we can do for our kids is really be aware of what we're doing that's not helping them to be the young people that they are destined to be. As dads, the discussion comes up quite a bit about how we are laying upon, especially our sons, our own lives, issues, frustrations, regrets, and how much that keeps the boys from being able to sort of in a nurturing environment to become the men they want to be.
You actually say that same sort of thing about many of our relationships, but I imagine it's even a greater impact regarding our teens. And I also can speak from personal experience as a father of two teens and as someone that has been involved with you and your work for 8 years, there are numerous times in the last couple of years where I've just freaked out about something my older son was doing. And the look on your face when you would basically calm me down was just one of, relax, this is a phase, he'll get past it, don't make it worse than it is. And you're almost always right about those situations. I mean, not a whole lot else, but at least in those situations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And if you had just taken my advice early on, I wouldn't have had to keep calming you down.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
No problem. Some of us tend to bring drama where drama is not needed. And it's hard these days because, especially when it's around alcohol and drug use, we hear such terrible stories, and there's definitely a lot of abuse. It's easy to get scared. And that's why I think that the work we do individually is so important, because it helps us to find our center and be balanced and have a healthy perspective. Because if we are living life and we don't have a healthy perspective and we're living out of fear and constantly in doubt, then we are likely to make most situations worse.
Very true. Very true. Very
especially
wise.
With our kids.
You know what I'm finding, though? I'm finding just by talking about teenagers, you and I are almost by nature drifting into the things we worry about versus the things that are positive. So I'd really like to try to stay focused on the positive.
Yes.
And I'd like you to dig back into your memory and remember some of the most positive things you can remember that occurred with your teens, one a boy, one a girl. And if you might want to share some of that, as well as the things you learned maybe from some of their positive things that impacted you.
Well, you know, as teenagers, they were mostly not at home. you know, during those years, as soon as they, certainly as soon as they were able to drive, they weren't around as much. So, you know, I spent a lot more time, and as I think most parents do, with their kids when they're younger. When they become teens, they want to get out of there.
And if we've done our job right, they should want to get out of there.
Yeah, the that's true, too. And I think that, you know, some of the memories of the teenage years were really about the lessons that needed to be taught. And the lessons that were taught well and maybe the lessons that weren't taught well. And it was really important to have a healthy perspective and remembering what I did as a teen so as not to overreact with some of the foolishness that my kids were involved in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm remembering the times that they had their first too much to drink and then they threw up and the lesson learned about making a mess on the couch and, well, you're not going to do that again with vodka, are you? And these were important times. I mean, kids are going to experiment. Kids are going to do foolish things. But if you've taught them right from wrong, then these moments are opportunities to drive the point home, not to beat them up. But they need to experience the lesson that you've been trying to teach them all these years.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the moments that were really the most important during those times where they actually started to see that mom and dad weren't completely crazy in their concerns and in the lessons they were trying to teach.
I'm recalling, as you're telling me this, one experience that stood out for me with my older son. And I guess the part, what you're really saying is when you've imparted a lesson and they've actually learned it and it comes back in their behavior, it's very gratifying. I have always taught my son to not avoid conflict, but to engage when he's feeling something that would normally be, say, harder to deal with. And one day we're driving in the car and he says, "Dad, I need to talk to you about something." And he basically, in the most polite way, told me to butt out of his music life. Because I was getting very involved in wanting to help him with his band and suggesting this and suggesting that. And as he was telling me this, I actually started laughing. Because, number one, he was right. Number two, the way in which he did it was so terrific and so mature. I reflected and said, wow, would I do that as well, even now at my age? And it was a great lesson. So I acknowledged, you're right, immediately. And it was interesting because he was very assured, but he was a little scared that I might get mad. And that goes to the other point, which is I think it is so important to validate our kids and to tell them when they're doing well. Too often we just focus, again, on what they do poorly. And when they do something well, I think an attaboy is really important.
Well, again, yeah, I agree. And when we're frustrated because our kids are not showing up the way we want them to, it's difficult to be in that place. It's difficult to see the incremental progress that's actually taking place. You know, one of the things we talk about all the time is that you have to know that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You, as the adult, need to know that this is a process. If you bring the sort of the weight of the world upon every moment of that timeline, every situation, a kid's going to get really beaten down. And that's why it's so critical for dads. We know that's my perspective. We're talking mostly about dads, and that they have other men to talk to, because it's those discussions that allow them to relax, allow them to have that perspective, give them an opportunity to see that everybody else is dealing with the same thing, so that they can now go back with their teen sons and be a lot more patient, a lot more tolerant.
And maybe a little less protective of their teen daughters?
Well, yeah, as far as girls go, you know, the whole thing about, you know, I'm going to be standing by the door with a shotgun at the first date and all that stuff, it's funny to talk about. But really, men have, you know, dads have a very specific job with their daughters, and oftentimes they get pushed away, they feel pushed away when the girls go through puberty, and they don't have the same relationship with their little girls. But teenage girls need their dads even more so during those years, and they need to be reminded that dad's there, and he's caring, and he's watching, but he's not going to be overbearing.
Exactly. Yeah. Wayne, as usual, our time together has zoomed by. Please tell listeners where they can reach you.
BetterMen.org, and for the men listening out there, we have our annual retreat, our men's weekend up in the Santa Barbara area, October 1 through 3, and you can get more information at bettermen.org.
Thank you very much, Wayne. I look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Talk to you later. And I want to thank North Pier again for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. It's time for a break, but call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. Be back soon.
Yes, I could love you so.
No, no. Run out.